traffic, Rose. Yes. Just that word makes me tense right up.
We don't want that.
Well, for many, the morning and evening commutes are actual tests of patience.
That is true. But Georgia transportation officials, Jim, want to promote and encourage all of us to think differently about how we commute. It's called Georgia Commute Options, and it proposes that ride sharing, such as carpooling, taking transit, and vanpooling, is one way to help relieve that commuter stress. We'll join a closer look to talk about all of this is GDOT spokesperson Natalie Dale. Natalie, thanks for coming in and taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
We want you to fix all the traffic problems before you leave this program today.
That is a short amount of time. It'd probably be easier for me to get home in traffic than to fix all the traffic problems. But we work on it little by little, and that's what's great about Georgia Commute Options is that we can make such an immediate impact.
Okay, so here's a question. How does this program aim to solve at least some of the congestion problems here?
Well, we know as a community in the metro area, the things we talk about like transit and in expanding our roads, those are long-term things. And those are definitely things we look at, whether that's adding a lane or our express managed lanes that we have, or even in expanding public transportation, but those are very long-term things. And in the metro area, we are experiencing the peak of congestion. Everyone sits in congestion all the time. And what's great about Georgia Commute Options is that it works with businesses and works with individuals to make an immediate impact.
Okay, well, how long has it been around? Because this is not necessarily new, but it's been around for at least a few years?
It's been around for a few years, and it is a product of federal funding that we get based on the congestion and the air quality in Metro Atlanta area. So all surrounding metro counties, we have poor air quality, and a lot of that is because of the congestion we have on our roads. And how many times have you been sitting in traffic and looked over and seen the same person you were sitting next to the day before in traffic? Mm-hmm. And we have a habit in Metro Atlanta of being single occupancy vehicles. And so Georgia Commute Options really helps us to expand how we think about commuting and look at other options. And it also incentivizes members to join the program and think outside the box, whether that's walking and biking, which are some of the smaller things we could do, but teleworking. We work with companies to come up with teleworking programs so that there aren't those cars on the road. Vanpooling, carpooling, transit. There are so many options that aren't that single car trip.
Now, Natalie, according to the program, commute alternatives such as carpooling and transit and vanpooling result in 1.1 million vehicle miles not traveled, 550 tons of pollution kept out of the air. So how do you measure something like that?
Well, we work very closely to monitor who is taking a different option, who isn't having that single occupancy vehicle. And that's done at a larger level, the federal government. We do a lot of studies. We look a lot of polling to see who is taking different options of transportation. But one way that we at the department work with our partners in the metro area to determine who is using commute alternatives is to have them sign in to our site, Georgia Commute Options, gacommuteoptions.com, and log as an alternative commuter. And so they log that they're taking a different trip. They log what they're doing, and so we know how far they would have gone. There's a calculator on our site. It's really neat. You can log, this is how many miles I traveled, and this is how many miles, so we know how many miles they didn't travel that day. And you can earn up to $3 a day logging onto our site to tell us how you're taking a different commute option. And so we know how many people were taking off the road. We know how many cars were taking off the road. About 6% since 2010 to 2014, we have had an increase in 6% of our commuters that are taking a different commute option.
And you're able to measure the air pollution by that, by how many vehicles are not on the road.
Are not on the road.
So 6% sounds actually pretty small, but we're talking about a huge number. So can you put it in terms of how many cars have been taken off the road?
Well, that's only in the past 4 years. So when you think about that, I don't actually have the exact number of how many cars we're taking off the road. But yearly, and especially with these new promotions we've had, things like Dump the Pump that works with MARTA, and then we had a Bike to Work Day, we see the traffic on the Georgia Commute Option site. We see it increasing. We see more people signing on, which is something that we're starting on July 13th, which is Commute Pursuit.
That's the next question. Tell us about this Commute Pursuit.
Well, we want more people, as many of the people is, that we have that are currently logged onto Georgia Commute Options. We know how many people are still taking that single occupancy trip, or how many people just don't know of the options that are out there. So we want to incentivize, again, we're going to pay you to take a different commute option, which is, I mean, I could use $3 a day. I know I probably spend $3 a day in Starbucks, but when you think outside the box, it's $3. That might not be a lot to some people, but for some people, we look at the cost that they're saving long term. So $3 a day up to $100 for you to log on and try something different, whether that's teleworking, vanpooling, carpooling. But then you're not spending money on gas, well, and you're not. There's no wear and tear on your car.
And this is for the entire state, or just
this is just the metro area.
Because I can imagine some folks living down south or up north are like, you know, my commute's only 5 minutes, so. You know, why should I?
Well, and again, the funding that we get for Georgia Commute Options
for
comes
those areas
because,
that are congested.
Because of the air pollution caused by the congestion. And so we focus on the metro area.
And where does that funding come from?
It comes from the federal government. So we get about $6 million that we work with our partners with the ARC, Atlanta Regional Commission, to use this funding. And the funding is specified for education and driving people out of those single occupancy car vehicles. So promoting transit options, promoting commute options, and increasing a better air quality, decreasing that pollution in the air. So this is federal funding.
Now, Natalie, before we wrap up here and we let you get out of here, we know that transportation was a priority for lawmakers this past session, and there were new laws that went in effect to fund a number of big projects. So for the listeners out there, and I guess including myself, has some of those projects started, and what's on the, priority list?
Well, so there are two different ways that that our state legislature really kind of stepped up to the plate. Where the federal government hasn't at this point and really showed a long-term commitment to transportation funding. One of those is HB 170, mm-hmm. Which is that July 1st extra excise tax that went into effect, as well as some other fees. And then the other thing was $100 million in bonds that we are using for bridges.
Okay.
We have aging infrastructure in our state, and we really need to prioritize a lot of bridges that need to be repaired or rebuilt. So just this past month, we have already began construction, awarded two bridges from that bridge bond package that are moving forward. We have a list of bridges ready to go. So as soon as we're able to award those projects, those are rolling out for that bridge bond money, as well as we all know that new excise tax went into effect on July 1st. Now, that has to be collected for an entire year
before it can
come back to us. So that puts us in a posture of planning now. So we are planning the best use of that money.
All right. We've been talking about the Georgia Department of Transportation's plan to help ease Metro Atlanta's commute. GDOT's Natalie Dale has been our guest. Natalie, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.